So, Gary, a bit of a buzz around the place this morning, knowing what's coming up and what's gone in the
Yeah,
last few
I think
weeks.
so. There has been since the end of the game at Woking, really. You know, the boys were pleased with themselves, and it put us in a real nice position to go into this game on Tuesday. And I heard Forest Green manager saying that this game's been talked about for the last couple of months, and it has this side as well. So we all know it's great that there's even more importance on it. Everybody needs to be top of the league, but everybody needs to get the required number of points quickly. And the earlier you get them, the better it is later on. And it's good to have, you know, two Gloucestershire sides up there competing. And if we had more people in the area and more supporters, it could be 50,000 people. But obviously, it's not. And both teams need to get promoted.
Yeah, you alluded on Saturday to the fact that the team may be a tiny bit ahead of where you were expecting them to be at this stage of the season.
Well, you don't really have something in your head that you want to be, you know, top of the league or come 11, 12 games, but it's getting them points. It's getting over the years, you know, I've had a few seasons now. Over the years, it's about picking up your points nice and early. The confidence then is gained from your supporters, your board of directors, your players, your management in the team. You know, what makes you more confident in the team and confident in your squad. And so the whole thing then just bobs along nicely because everybody, you know, you get to a point where you've played 10 teams now, a quarter of, you know, well, half the teams. And so you get a good idea of where you are right now and knowing that you're not lucky to be in the top six and you're not unlucky to be in the bottom six either at this point.
Obviously, there's going to be a large away contingent that are going to be hoping for a win. Are you aware of sort of the feel-good factor that can be generated from that with everybody? If Cheltenham go away top of the league tomorrow night, there's going to
Yeah.
be a lot of momentum behind the team.
Listen, I'm not just saying this, you can go over all my interviews here at all the other clubs I've been at. I know the importance of supporters' feelings, let's say. And I think it's why I've been at certain clubs for long periods of time and had a bit of an affinity. I'm not saying it because it's the done thing, you know. How do you keep fans happy? Well, you tell them thanks for coming, and you don't read it in a book, you've got to mean it. And I do. And whether it's, you know, 2.5 hour drive to Woking, which it was, or whether it's 20 minutes up the road, you know, they're there to be entertained, they're there to support you, they've made an effort. So the least they can expect always is for the lads to put in all their effort. And I think they've seen that there is effort going in there. Nobody's Barcelona in the Vanarama, you know, National League. No one. So you have to work every game, and some games are going to be by the odd goal, maybe every now and again by a couple of goals. But you've got to make sure that you're entertaining the public, but at the same time, your public, but at the same time, getting results. And if you're doing that, supporters will be with you all the way.
What needs to be sort of fresher in your mind about Forest Green, the first nine games or the last two?
Yeah. Well, the last two will be fresher in their minds. That's a good thing. But good teams are good teams. You can't win nine on the trot, whoever you're playing, and not be a good team. So, you know, we've got to turn up. Everything's even at the start of the game at 7:45. And there'll be two good teams battling it out. And, you know, the game might be won with a bit of quality or a bit of luck. Or a bit of hard work, you know. You just got to make sure that you play the percentages and do all those things, and hope you get your luck as well.
It's going to be sort of the biggest atmosphere that quite a few of the younger lads, especially the ones that have come sort of straight out of under-21 football, have played in.
Yeah.
Do you sort of lean on people like Aaron Downes and Danny Parslow and the others to sort of use their experience?
Yeah. Well, I think they do. I think they do. And in fact, before we went out for the Woking game, you may or may not have noticed that me and my staff came out of the dressing room to give them, older lads, the last 5 minutes with the lads, so that there's no points being gained because the manager's in there or somebody's saying something because he wants the manager to hear it, you know. So we came out and they gave that last 5 minute team talk to the boys, and sometimes I do that for the reason that you've just said, to make sure that the experienced lads get their say, and that can be quite powerful with younger lads, so long as the manager's not in there sometimes.
Yeah, so there is a theory that the players are taking a bit more ownership than maybe happened in the past.
Yeah, that's massive. That is massive. They have to take ownership. I've got to make sure they watch football matches on the telly. I've got to make sure they're learning all the time. It's making sure that we're improving all the time. And if you've got, I always say it, and I apologise if I've said it too many times here, but if you're going out, if you're going to war and you're going into a battle, you want to be next to someone who's been there and done it. You don't want to be next to another rookie. When you go, what do we do now? And he goes, I don't know. You want to go next to someone, what do we do now? Don't worry, follow me, son. We'll get out of this alive. that's what you need. And we have got that. And sometimes you have to give them the head. So it's a good question.
Yeah, you chose to change your winning team on Saturday, and it worked a treat with the sort of tactical switch that you made.
Yeah.
Does that highlight more than anything else the strength of the 16-17 that you've got?
Yeah, it does. It does. I would be happy to start any, even the goalkeeper on the bench, any of those lads, I would be happy to start in the first team. So sometimes you keep the continuity of a winning side, but a side that looked like they understood the tactics, and it could be that you have two games on the trot where there's similar tactics, in which case if they've done well then you might keep that. Sometimes an opposition will have a star player that can cause a problem and you think, well, I might need to put him on him, which has to change him. And so you have to think of all these things all the time, and we do that, and we're, you know, it's not exactly Liverpool's boot room, they used to call it, didn't they, with Bill Shankly and all that, but you know, me, Russ and Tim, we sit down and we go over the DVDs, we go over all the information we've got, and then we pick our team the day before.
Do you have to make changes for Forest Green? There's particular threats in their side. They've got two obviously flying wingers and Big John Parkin up front.
Well, they have got threats, that's for sure. That's why they've been winning. But you know, whether I need to make changes or keep the same team, I certainly won't be telling you as a Gloucestershire paper.
And then finally, everybody get through okay on Saturday?
Yeah, they did. That's been good, touch wood, you know. But the boys have worked hard in their warm-ups and their training, and you know, not too many people are driving too far in the training every day, so that always helps. And we got a good little spirit about us, and there's a togetherness, as there is if you're second competing for first place.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.